feel his brain isn't as healthy as he thought convinced him it's time.
Good morning, Hunnenin. This is Big C coming to you from HunnenInChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunnenin County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunnenin kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunnenin County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunnenin, HunnenInChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
See you walking around, it's a funeral. Not so serious, girl, why don't we go? We just getting started, don't you tiptoe. Waste time with the masterpiece, waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me.
Hello, and welcome back to Food for Thought. I'm Deirdre Anderson with D-Lish Personal Chef Services. Really don't want to cater anymore, though.
Wow, okay.
Really don't.
Right. Tell me why. Cater,
well, I want to have an exclusive little handful, very small handful of clients.
Right.
And do personal chef work for them.
Right.
On a weekly basis.
Right.
And cater for them as needed. Period.
Right. Get out. Get
That's
out.
That's the job. That is the answer. The answer. I don't want to deal with the general public anymore.
No.
They suck.
It's pretty bad out there, Deirdre.
Well, I've had some really wonderful clients, and I've had some aspic holes.
Right. Aspic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aspic holes.
Like,
I like that. You aspic hole.
Right. Speaking of aspic holes.
There are a ton of aspic
chick, holes. You worked for me. In my stead.
Okay. Which
you
one?
A chef on site.
Remind me.
The nightmare client who criticized everything. Remember her?
Was it at her house?
What, Great finale. Yeah.
And we did,
Like freaked out. We're out of bottled water, how about we just go get some more bottled water?
Yeah. We'll send one of
How about you just shut up and sit down?
One of the five people that you hired, went out.
And there's a crew here,
right,
and don't worry, no one's going to,
get
dehydrated.
Right, we'll get the water. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember her criticisms. There was too much garlic in the tzatziki sauce.
Right, she was out of the
habit. What's tzatziki sauce?
Tzatziki is a yogurt-based sauce, okay? Tzatziki.
What else?
Yogurt, there's fresh herbs. What is the
garlic.
Dill. There's a dill in it. Yogurt, dill, garlic.
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers, very important.
All right.
Okay.
So stuff garlic in the tzatziki sauce.
Okay.
By the way, biatch is very subjective. Okay, what you think is too much garlic and what the next person thinks, it's two totally separate things.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah. At this stage of my life, I feel like saying, you know, if Henry Kissinger likes my food, then I don't really have to answer to you anymore.
No, she just needed that, you know, she needed a hug. She needed a hug.
She was pissed that we went that the cheese platter looked empty toward the end of the party. Like, I was supposed
to... good, and after the 2.5 hours of the cheese plate being out and being refurbished
which
throughout...
Which, by the way, I passed along the cost of the cheese to her. I didn't even mark it up.
Right. And okay. Those are some good, yeah. There was a lot of cheese.
$50 worth of cheese for 20 people.
Right.
That's supposed to be enough. But she wanted it to look like full at the end. Mm-hmm. You know, so that it didn't look full.
Listen, you know, what are those? Really big wheels. Maybe you should have got a huge wheel of giant Parmesan or those giant Asiagos that are 3 feet across.
All right, like $500. You know, just there's some other criticism in there. It's just
and
she shorted me on the bill.
Right.
She actually made. Oh, there was only this many guests, and so I made the adjustment, and adding insult to injury after it was all said and done. So yeah, once in a while, you come across these people that no matter what you do, they're going to be disappointed. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, as am I. As
and
my
I
customer service
wonderful, wonderful clients who I adore. And others not so much. Can we talk about quickly? Did you hear about the Union Hotel?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Jackie Custis
is buying that.
Of course he is.
Is he going to turn it into a gym? The extension of HealthQuest?
Let's hope not, because unless the gym has a liquor license, because the
well, that's the next thing to go in the HealthQuest, isn't it? A liquor store. I mean, you can go in there.
You know,
you could do everything in there.
You know, I used to work there.
I did know that. I remember that.
And I was fired.
Okay. I almost said good.
Did you ever see the movie with George Clooney where he's Selma Hayek starts out and she's doing this. They're in a dive bar and she's doing this exotic dance and there's a snake on her.
I kind of remember. Yeah. It was a vampire thing.
All of a sudden, everybody turns into vampires.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I always had that feeling.
Good morning, Hunnan. This is Big C coming to you from HunnanChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunnan County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunnan kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunnan County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyvien Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyvien Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyvien Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
gets harder, don't you tiptoe. Waste time with the masterpiece, waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling.
Hello, welcome back to Food for Thought. I'm Deirdre Anderson with Delish Personal Chef Services. Really don't want to cater anymore, though.
Wow, okay.
Really don't.
Right. Tell me why. Cater,
well, I want to have an exclusive little handful, very small handful of clients.
Right.
And do personal chef work for them.
Right.
On a weekly basis.
Right.
And cater for them as needed. Period.
Right. Get out. Get out.
That's you have the an job. Out. That have. Is the answer. The answer. I don't want to deal with the general public anymore.
No.
They suck.
They were. It's pretty bad out there, Deirdre.
I've had some really wonderful clients, and I've had some aspic holes.
Right. Aspic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aspic holes. I like that. You aspic hole.
Alright. Speaking of aspic holes.
There are a ton of aspic holes.
Remember the chick, you worked for me. In my stead.
Okay. Which
you
one?
Were chef on site.
Remind me.
The nightmare client who criticized everything. Remember her?
Was it at her house? What,
Great finale. Yeah.
And we did, Yeah.
Like freaked out. We're out of bottled water, we're out of bottled water. How about we just go get some more bottled water?
Yeah. We'll send one of
How about you just shut up and sit down?
One of the five people that you hired, we'll just run out.
And there's a crew here, right, and don't worry, no one's going to,
get
dehydrated.
Right. We'll get the water. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember her criticisms. There was too much garlic in the tzatziki sauce.
Right, she was out of the...
That was tzatziki sauce.
Tzatziki is a yogurt-based sauce, okay? Tzatziki.
What else?
Yogurt, there's fresh herbs. What is the...
Garlic.
Dill. There's a dill in it. Yogurt, dill, garlic.
Cucumbers,
very important.
All right.
Okay.
So, too much garlic in the tzatziki sauce.
Okay.
By the way, biatch is very subjective. Okay, what you think is too much garlic and what the next person thinks, it's two totally separate things.
Right.
At this stage of my life, I feel like saying, if Henry Kissinger likes my food, then I don't really have to answer to you anymore.
No, she just needed that, she needed a hug.
She was pissed that the cheese platter looked empty toward the end of the party. Like, I was supposed
to... Like, after the 2.5 hours of the cheese plate being out and being refurbished throughout...
By the way, I passed along the cost of the cheese to her. I didn't even mark it up.
Right. And those are some good, yeah. There was a lot of cheese.
$50 worth of cheese for 20 people.
Right.
That's supposed to be enough. But if she wanted it to look like full at the end, so that it didn't look full.
Listen, what are those really big wheels? Maybe you should have got a huge wheel of giant Parmesan or those giant Asiagos that are 3 feet across.
All right, like $500. There's some other criticism in there. It's just she shorted me on the bill.
Right.
She actually made. Oh, there was only this many guests, and so I've made the adjustment, and adding insult to injury after it was all said and done. So, once in a while, you come across these people that no matter what you do, they're going to be disappointed. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, as am I.
Wonderful clients who I adore. And others not so much. Can we talk about quickly? Did you hear about the Union Hotel?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Jackie Custis
buying that.
Of course he is.
Is he going to turn it into a gym? The extension of HealthQuest?
Let's hope not, because unless the gym has a liquor license, because
that's the next thing to go in the HealthQuest, isn't it? A liquor store. I mean, you can go in there. You could do everything in there.
I used to work there.
I did know that. I remember that.
And I was fired.
Okay. I almost said good.
Did you ever see the movie with George Clooney where he's Selma Hayek starts out and she's doing like this. They're in like a dive bar and she's doing like this exotic dance and there's a snake on her.
I kind of remember. Yeah, it was like a vampire thing.
All of a sudden, like everybody turns into vampires.
Yeah.
I always had that feeling that that's what was going to happen when I would walk through the halls of Health Quest.
Well,
everybody was just all of a sudden go, wah, and be a vampire.
No, I think you're onto something there. You just didn't see it.
I do. So anyways, Jack Cust apparently is in the process. I don't know how far along in the process, but everybody's waiting. The big drum roll. Ooh, drum roll. What's going to happen? What's Jack going to do? He owns everything. You know what it is? This town's going to be called? Custville. What is that town in It's a Wonderful Life?
Pottersville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're coming up on Custville. But anyway, it should be exciting. We have the liquor license has been taken back from Bensie's.
Okay.
Okay, so they got it back. So somebody's buying the hotel, and they're going to have a liquor license. Thank God.
Well, yeah. What a beautiful spot that is. Yeah, I mean, for that to be a successful restaurant, that would be fantastic. It would revive the Main Street.
I had a friend. I can't remember which friend this was, but I thought that it was really the best way to go. Now, you remember that hotel, but when it was, like, kind of like a Friday's?
I remember I remember and I don't remember, because I would go in there often. That was when I used to drink, so
right,
I remember walking in there plenty of times.
Remember walking out?
No.
Not so much.
No, not so much.
Well, they actually... Whoever renovated it last time was actually modeling it after, like, a Bunnigan's.
Oh.
Remember Bunnigan's?
Of course. How could anyone forget that
kind of oak feel.
Right.
It wasn't good.
Right. No.
So, I remember a friend telling me, I think what the Union Hotel should do is just gut the place, have it, restore it to the Lindbergh era. Okay, so because that's what made the hotel famous,
right.
Was the Lindbergh trial.
Okay.
And just have the whole place filled with, like, you know, history of the Lindbergh trial. And I think it would put the place on the map again.
Or just stay true to what, like, Lambertville is and Main Street. Flemington is. I'm from Lambertville, I apologize. But, you know, it's kind of an extension, almost, of Lambertville, Flemington, you know, all these towns along the river, the old Victorian, all that, you know, make it fit into what Flemington is.
Well, but Flemington has some of the most beautiful architecture, I think, around.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really, I think, challenges places like Princeton and Hopewell.
Definitely.
I think that the architecture is amazing. So, yeah, we'll see. I think they should keep it simple. I think it should be steaks and chops. Steamed clams, you know.
That'd be awesome.
But did you hear Chimney Rock?
No.
Are you familiar with Chimney Rock?
No.
They have two locations. They've been around forever.
Okay.
Okay? So they know what they're doing. Two successful locations.
Right.
One's in, like, I don't know, it's way up on 22, the town escapes me, but it's about a half an hour from here.
Okay.
And then they have another one somewhere else. But anyway, they are opening...
Parsippany, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
They are opening up on Route 31 with the American Legion.
Oh, okay.
And somehow they've got a liquor license, too.
Good for them.
It's sort of magic when you hear, like, oh, all the liquor licenses are gone, and they're all used up by the chains, and all of a sudden one appears again? Like, where'd it come from?
Unless someone has a few million bucks to make one appear.
All right. We're running out of time again. See, I went off on a tangent. I didn't even talk about my party. All right. You want me to... I'm going to first talk about the menu.
Okay.
Well, first let me talk about the client... found me on Craigslist, and they said that they have the kitchen is on the lower floor.
Right.
And so it's an open kitchen floor plan.
Okay.
So the dining area is right there. So everybody's right there.
Right.
But when they have bigger things, you know, for like 40 people, they go upstairs.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, wow, upstairs in Gramercy Park, this is going to be good.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Not just two stories.
Okay.
Guess how many?
Well, we're going... I mean, it's more than three? Is it four?
Five.
Five?
Five stories in Gramercy Park.
And it's all stairs?
No, there is an elevator door. The people like this don't walk fast.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
They do. They'll walk. Of course, they walk. But there's an option. There's an elevator option.
Well, I didn't know
but
if they had.
Coming from second floor to the first, which I believe that the top two floors are offices for his and her offices because
okay.
they both have big businesses. But so anyway, it was just a really incredible space.
That's awesome.
And also had on the first floor, which is sort of almost below level, like what do they call that, like a garden level.
Yeah,
like
something like that.
Ground,
yeah, I'm not sure.
And you walk out the back, and there's this huge, gotta say it like Donald Trump, huge.
Okay. I don't say anything like Donald Trump, but okay, go ahead.
Huge.
Yeah.
Patio.
All right.
With like greenery and little trees. Like,
okay.
Who has that in New York City?
That, I would, right there is like, hey, you know what? Let's double. Can we double or triple what you're paying me? Because you can afford it.
How much did I pay you per hour?
It's not enough at this point. The more I hear the story, you need to double it.
I got. When we come back, okay, because we're already. These are very short segments. When we come back, I promise we're going to have a catering nightmare story, and then we're going to finish up with the menu from my swanky dinner party in the city.
Swanky.
Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Case knows he's better. Watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Governor Christie, too early to count him out. He has run a great campaign. He connects beautifully with people, especially face-to-face. He's very good in the town hall settings.
Voters are going to the polls in New Hampshire for the first-in-the-nation primary. State Republican Chairwoman Jennifer Horn tells Fox News Chris Christie has a good chance of winning. Regardless of who does, she says the number of voters will be high.
It's a very active and engaged cycle for the Republican Party. So many great qualified candidates on that debate stage the other night. So there's a lot of interest, a lot of energy, and I do expect we'll have a very strong turnout.
Ohio Governor John Kasich and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders chalked up wins in two tiny towns that wrapped up voting early in favor of Democrats. Voting will continue until 8 o'clock tonight in many other locations statewide. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA. I have to be honest with you. I was thrilled when Ovation Hair sought me to give them an endorsement because I love their products. Ovation Cell Therapy Protein and Amino Acid Treatment nourishes my hair and scalp, and it binds onto the hair shaft. I don't know exactly how it works, but all I can tell you is I normally have extremely fine hair, and I normally wear a hat. But my hair is so much thicker and fuller, and when I use this product, I've even gone to the salon, had them do my hair, blow my hair dry, and I've come home and redone it myself because my Ovation Cell Therapy hair products make my hair thicker and fuller so I can do a better job at home by myself with my Ovation products. If you'd like to try them, please, you can get a discount by choosing Angie Austin Daybreak USA when you check out. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. There is a satisfaction money-back guarantee, and I am telling you, I guarantee you will love the products. ovationhair.com.
Moving, I see you grooving all night. Pick up on dancers. Show me how you move your feet. Now let me see. I got you going crazy. My beat is fire, just drunk it louder tonight. Ladies, flappers, come to me. I know I gotta watch your knees. Let's get a wild and cha-cha all night long. Hey.
Everybody in the body do the cha-cha. Everybody walking down the cha-cha.
Hey, muchacha. Give me your cha-cha.
Hey, I'm your muchacho.
Food for thought. Back on track here. Keenan Nightmare Story. So you don't think you heard the rat story?
I don't think I heard the rat. I remember the chicken nightmare, but I don't remember the rat story.
And you do remember the me standing on the kitchen island.
With the kitchen island, so that was part of the rat story.
No.
Okay.
Why was I standing on the kitchen island?
Standing on the kitchen island, I thought maybe because of the rat. I don't remember the kitchen island.
No, it was because I was catering, and I was a chef working for somebody else, and an iguana just appeared.
An iguana. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. An iguana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There she was. Hello.
Just the pet of the owner of the...
Yes.
Okay, that is let loose iguana.
Yeah, without warning.
Okay. There's a giant lizard walking around.
Yeah.
Please be aware that you might encounter...
Is there a problem? I'm like, I'm standing on your kitchen island. What do you think?
Right.
All right, the rat story. So, Brooklyn Barge.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
No.
But there's a barge in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So it's in the water.
All right.
But it's a venue.
Okay.
Because it holds up to like 200 people.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, it's a cool venue.
All right.
The kitchen totally sucks. It's like a galley. It has a 3-bin sink and that's it.
Okay.
It has like a light bulb hanging from the ceiling.
Cool.
Swaying back and forth.
I like it.
Because of the barge moving.
Nice.
And you got to wear a coat because it's so cold. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Is there an oven? I mean, there's no...
No.
There's nothing.
No.
There's three triple sink and a light.
Yeah.
Is there a table? There's a table.
No.
There's no table. Okay.
No.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. No problem.
No problem.
So we have no space to put anything.
Okay.
So the beautiful wedding cake is not that hot out on this particular... Saturday,
okay,
in Brooklyn,
right.
So the wedding cake goes out on the dock, okay,
right.
Time for the get through the main course,
okay.
My boss Jenny says to her sister, Brownie, go get the cake. We're going to decorate the cake because they would just decorate it with flowers,
right.
So to Brownie's horror, she sees that the cake is being gnawed on by various water rats.
Various.
Various.
No, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Just going to town. Cake is ruined. You can't... It's done.
Rats are eating the cake.
Done.
Okay, so she screams and she finds like a broom or something and then she's pounding it on the ground and you can hear the rats go like... in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't know how she's going to tell her sister. What do you say?
The rats have attacked the cake.
Yeah.
We can't do the cake.
And
the cake is over.
Now, you've been in the business, but when I would tell this story to people who are not in the business, you know, they go like this, what did you do?
Right.
And you know what I tell them? Well, we just went down to the bakery and we bought another cake for 175 people.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think we did?
Oh, God. Well, hopefully cut off a large...
We smoothed. Okay,
just
like
smooth over where the...
We just smooth, make them nice and smooth.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then we carved out, like where the big hole was, where they were, like, really going to town. We carved out a big, like, carved it out and made sure there was no, like, droppings. And we stuck a big bunch of flowers in the hole and we said, ta-da!
Listen, I hope no one's listening. I hope no one's listening.
And we're going to cater as hell. We're going to cater as hell. But what are you going to do? This is back before people used to prepay.
Right.
You're waiting on that check. You think they're going to give you the check if there's no wedding cake?
No, you need the cake. You need the cake.
You need the cake.
I would have cut more off of it, but...
There were no droppings.
Okay. All right.
No turds.
Right. Okay. Well, I've worked in the city, and I've seen... I worked for almost a year in Stuyvesant Village, and I saw firsthand how these rats.
Rats.
And they're huge, man.
They're a problem in New York City.
Yeah, they're the size of cats.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about the menu.
Okay. Let's move on from rats.
Yeah. So, Swanky.
Yeah.
Swanky apartment.
Okay.
Really cool client that I had been dealing with, the wife in the couple.
Right.
And she's, you know, really cool personality. I had, had a good feeling about it. She was telling me that there were not only, but there was not just one housekeeper, there was two housekeepers, of course.
Right.
And the one housekeeper was staying to help me, which was huge.
Yeah. Was and she helpful?
She was. She was fantastic.
Yeah, good.
And she's, the client says, you know, feel free to walk around the house, you mm-hmm. know, to check it out. So
right.
I didn't really feel comfortable going all five floors, but I asked the housekeeper if she could bring me to the second floor.
Right.
So we're walking up to the second floor, and the housekeeper's from Colombia.
Okay.
English, not perfect by any stretch, but good enough.
But
she
there.
Was communicating
but it's there.
Fine.
Cool.
And the sweetest woman on the planet. So we get up to the second floor, and I look to my right, and there's a huge, huge wall with a cluster of four Andy Warhol paintings.
Really? That's how you know you made it. You get a Warhol.
I'm like,
you made it.
No, not only a cluster, and I looked in the other room, like, holy shiitake, that's another giant Andy Warhol!
Right, right.
And then I look down the hall, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm surrounded by super famous artwork! Ah!
Right, right. They've made it.
And so the housekeeper, she looks at me and she goes, I know, it's very nice.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's very nice, all right.
Well, this, yeah, the housekeeper's like, listen, you know?
Wow.
She's probably in all, like, oh, okay, this is fantastic, but, you know, okay, good, mm. I'm happy for them. I'm very happy for your clients.
Me too.
They are doing very well for themselves.
But and that's true. It's not hard to be doing better than I am, believe me. But
neither.
I don't
right.
really I don't aspire to have that kind of wealth. But I'm glad that they're there to hire me and they like good right. food.
I aspire to have that kind of wealth, but I'm going to do much, much different
really?
Things with my wealth.
Can I retire in your driveway? In a,
listen,
in a
you're on the first, driver? You're on the A list. You're immediate family, so, you know,
yeah,
you're taking...
the retirement thing is
you
are, not for me.
You will be taken care of.
Okay. Good. So, the menu. I'm going to start
okay.
with the first course. No hors d'oeuvres. I love that. No hors d'oeuvres. You know, these people are coming over for dinner.
Right.
We're going to go, after, we're going to have a drink, and we're going to sit down.
Right.
So refreshing.
Uh-huh.
There's no hors d'oeuvres.
Right.
Nuts.
So it was a quick, it wasn't like an hour and a half drink thing.
No.
Okay.
Just have a drink.
And then sit down and eat.
And then sit down and eat.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
First course, I did a wild mushroom soup.
Okay.
They requested it as a broth base. She said, you know, it's after the holidays. Everybody's on diets. Please
don't
eat
cream
or whatever.
Right, right.
So I went to the Asian market.
Okay.
And I bought a whole mess of wild mushrooms. But the thing about the Asian market is funny because I recognize some of them. Okay, that's oyster mushroom. That's cremini.
Right.
That's shiitakes.
Right.
But some of them I didn't even know what they were.
Right.
But on every single package, it says, you know what it says? Mushroom.
Mushroom. Yeah.
Mushroom.
Yeah.
They're all different kinds, but mushroom.
Right.
So I had all these different beautiful shapes and colors. But I wanted, for some reason, I knew I just wanted to puree the mushrooms. So I did, but I took, like, about a third of them, and I sliced them all up, and so I'd caramelize those. So
right.
what I did was I served the hot soup, which I did a homemade chicken stock, and a bundle of fresh thyme,
yeah.
and lemongrass.
Okay.
And that was it. Salt and pepper.
A bouquet garni.
Bouquet garni. I was waiting for you to say your culinary term. Bouquet garni. Really, I just dumped in the first breaks of time, and I pulled them out.
Listen, I made one in culinary school, and I was like, I'm never doing this again. I'm just throwing it, you know, come on. I got to wrap this in a sachet? Get the hell out of here.
I know. How about I just pull out the thyme sprigs?
Yeah.
Like a little bit. Yeah. So
yeah.
anyway, so it's a puree. It's kind of like, I didn't love the color that I was getting. It was kind of, it was a brown, but not a great brown. So I added some turmeric, believe it or not.
Okay.
So it just kind of gave it a little warm color.
Sure.
Not a lot of flavor, just color.
Right.
And then, so I had some, one of the mushrooms I had were enoki, you know, enokis, the little.
I've heard them, yeah.
Really mm-hmm. super skinny
yeah.
and white.
Right, right.
And then the top of them are like a little needle, like they're
right.
teeny tiny.
Yeah.
So I kept them separate. and I steamed them. Mm-hmm. So they were just limp, but they were still white.
Okay.
So I poured the soup in a nice bowl. Then I put a little cluster in the center of those sautéed mushrooms.
Did they get nice and bright white when you...
They got less white, actually, okay. But they were yeah. still a nice contrast.
Okay, yeah.
So I had the cluster of the mélange of mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
Okay, mélange.
Mélange.
And I had a bit of the enoki white mushrooms draped over the top.
Okay.
And then I sprinkled a little sherry.
Yeah.
And voila.
Boom.
They loved it.
Mushroom heaven.
They loved it.
Right.
Okay. So are you ready for the most embarrassing moment? Like, unnerving moment of my career?
I couldn't be more ready.
Okay, so soup is going well.
Mm-hmm.
Main course is going well, which I'll get to that. I'll get to what I'm serving for the main course and the dessert after this. But you know what? We got to go to break.
I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming.
Don't I know how to do a cliffhanger?
You do.
Okay, if you come back, please come back and experience one of my most painful catering moments in my history of work.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe is that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruthie Ann Dissatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business.
Okay, check it out. It's sick, say that Rick ain't got the same stepping out. One of them brand new big boy toys. I do big boy things, I make big boy noise. Cause I know what girls want, want. I know what they like. They wanna stay up and party all night. So bring us
to you. And welcome back to Food for Thought. I'm Deirdre Anderson with D. Rich Personal Chef Services, and I'm here with my little brother, Johnny Boy.
Listen, I didn't think you were into hip-hop, man. What was that?
I'm totes into hip-hop.
No way. No way. Totes. She's
you don't even know me.
She's totes into hip-hop. That's what they say.
That song has been in my Zumba, actually, for years.
All right. break it down. I have a good 2 to 3 hours per day that I go hip hop.
Okay, so who's your favorite?
I love Eminem and 50 Cent.
I am going to do an Eminem song coming up in my Zumba.
50 Cent and Obi Trace.
I gotta look on my playlist. Did you know that I met Trey Songz?
Who did you meet?
Trey Songz.
Who's that?
Who's Trey Songz?
I have no idea who Trey Songz is.
All right, never mind.
All right.
Anyway, are you ready for my most embarrassing moment?
I couldn't be.
All right, so everything's going great. Like the main course, I did a duck breast, okay? Which I actually had to look up because it's not on my catering menu. I've made it maybe 3 times in 30 years.
Duck breast?
Duck breast.
Oh, I got you beat on that duck bottle.
Oh, yeah?
Duck. Oh, yeah.
Well, let me tell you how I did it before you think you got me beat.
Okay.
So.
3-time duck ladies got me beat.
Yeah. It rocked. It totally rocked. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing I have common sense because everyone's like, well, you know, there's things I got to look up a recipe for.
Right.
So
right. I hope so.
Properly right. Cook a duck breast. Right. You got to know what you're doing. So
right.
I did peruse a couple of different recipes to find
right.
the different methods. And this one method seemed to be very good in the way he was taking it step by step. So it was the heat was medium low. Start out just simple salt and pepper on each side of the duck breast. The fat side down.
Cross cut? Did you cross cut?
I cross cut it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cross cut it, not through the meat, but just
right.
through the fat.
Right.
And I'm cutting on an angle to what are going to be my knife lines for portions,
right.
for slicing.
Right.
So 12 to 15 minutes. I did about 12 because I knew I was going to throw them back in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
So, and halfway through, as the directions, you know, this recipe was saying, halfway through, discard some of the fat because the fat's going to render. It'd be too much fat in the pan. Did that. Everything's going great.
Mm-hmm.
Recipe says, flip over the breast and cook for another 10 minutes. What do you think about that?
Definitely. I mean, if I was doing it, well, the way I would, I mean, I'm used to cooking duck breast in restaurants, so online, and, you know, they're prepared beforehand, obviously cross cut and ready to go for service. We get a duck order. You get a pan as hot as, humanly possible on top of your range, and
wait.
Sear it.
Wait.
Sear it down hard. Like, sear
hot
the hell
possible?
Out of it. Yeah. Hottest pie ever.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Because I believed in... Because what I want to do is render that fat. I want that fat to melt away without cooking
the sear is the biggest thing.
All right, well, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you how I do
crisp sear. Yeah.
My gut told me to flip it over on the other side and cook for another 10 minutes. I'm going to cook the shiitake out of it. I'm not listening to what this dude says anymore.
Mm-hmm. He wants skin side down or up for 10 minutes?
Skin side down
for 10 minutes.
For 12 to 15, which
right.
I did on
right.
medium low.
And then he wanted another 10 minutes.
He wanted another 10 minutes on the meat side.
Well, that's for well done.
But it,
no.
But it claimed to be a medium rare recipe.
This is
where
like a turducken duck, right?
People who don't know to question that. You know what
right.
I mean? Because these poor people following the recipes and they're going to have well done duck breasts, which is like horrifying to me, a well done duck breast.
Well,
like,
right. I mean, duck breasts are big. I mean, but it's like, I would say, you know, 15 to maybe 18 minutes total cook time from, you know, if you're searing
okay.
on top.
I also knew that I was going to be, I'm doing this ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
so I was going to be warming it up. So I really
yeah.
wanted it
I
to
think
be
that 12 to 14 minute pre-done like you did would be wonderful. Then hit it
and
for
then
another,
I hit it,
six,
oven,
hit it
like
for another 6-7 minutes on high heat.
Not even. I did it for... I probably left it on the meat side down for about 1 minute. Pulled it off the heat.
Well, how long is it? Yeah, I mean, you're all doing this to order. So those duck breasts is not... You're not...
They're sitting
12
there.
Minutes. They're already... half an hour. Then you're going to bring it back.
So what I did for the sauce for the duck breasts, I did a reduction
mm-hmm.
with... I did some minced shallots,
mm-hmm.
Butter, sauce had been in the butter... Add a little flour,
okay.
you know, so roux it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't really like, I sometimes will not, I refuse to put any flour in any sauces because I prefer real reductions Boat.
Especially when you're dealing with duck and all that beautiful fat that you can showcase the fat. I would rather not do a roux sauce with a duck with that beautiful fat.
It wasn't technically not a roux sauce, but it did add some flour to it, which thickens it. So it wasn't like I was adding like big bumps of meat.
No.
But anyway, I knew it would also be good for reheating, and I wanted things to be easy.
Yeah.
So I did the red wine and a little bit of balsamic vinegar and just simple.
That's
the chicken stock.
Right.
And I reduced that, so it was a beautiful purple color.
Right.
I did roasted baby pearl and red onions.
Okay.
With whole cloves of garlic. So I roasted them and then tossed them in like a balsamic glaze.
Okay.
They were beautiful.
Yeah.
I had roasted, again, Brussels sprouts and I cut in half. You know how the leaves fall off of the Brussels sprouts when you cut them in half?
Sure.
So I took those green leaves and I blanched them in hot water.
Yeah.
And then put them under cold water. So they were bright, bright green.
Yeah, I love
that. So I had like a little nest of the bright, bright green.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the roasted halves of Brussels sprouts on top of them. Looks really good.
That's great.
Right?
The cool one.
Then I had wild rice pilaf, which it tasted kind of bland to me. So what did I do? I added some duck fat.
I was going to say, I hope you didn't throw out that duck fat, because that's gold.
No, I added duck fat and a little salt. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I packed it into a little, like, mold.
Right.
So I had a nice, like, short little tower of wild rice.
They're going to have no idea why this tastes so good.
Okay, So then I had the shingled, so I had a organic kale leaf,
I love kale.
So it was kind of that bumpy, which I am a little bit, so it was shiny. And then I shingled the duck breast, the sauce over the center. Now, in the microwave, I have a bowl of the roasted Brussels sprouts, and I have a plastic container with my roasted onions, which I don't want them to be hot. I just want to take the chill off. So I put them in for 5 seconds. I pull it out. Quiet. Now, everyone's quiet. Excuse me. I'm like, oh my God, stop talking to me. Excuse me. Deirdre. And everyone's quiet. I'm like, yeah? Was that a plastic container there that you just put in the microwave? I was like, I'm going to ask you not to serve whatever was in that container. And dead silence.
Wow.
I was like, dude, you could die from a heart attack from eating that duck breast. You know, you might want to rethink.
Yeah, this makes me worry about this gentleman.
I was so horrified. Now, mind you, it was my bad. I know not to heat stuff in plastic in the microwave. I do know that.
Yeah, but you can.
Don't do it in front of a client, for goodness sake. I get it. I was completely wrong. And I'm not saying it's okay. It's not. It's not okay. But the way it was handled, oh my God. I just couldn't. But then, you know what?
But there are so many microwave-safe plastics.
This guy had a total fear of plastic. There was no plastic in the house. Food was not to ever be put in plastic. This is a detail I might need to know.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
So, but he redeemed himself by.
How?
Well, he looked at me. People luckily started talking. You know, with the incredibly awkward silence.
Luckily, he started talking again.
And then he looked at me, and he made eye contact, and he said, Deirdre, it's okay. It's okay, just don't serve it. And I said, it's okay, that's okay, no problem. No problem. But my heart was racing. I'm thinking to myself, okay, I don't care how much you pay me.
Did he have to make an announcement?
I don't care how much you pay me.
Did he have to make an announcement?
I'm working for you.
Yeah.
And I'm already thinking about my exit line, you know, with this guy. I'm thinking, like, you know, nice knowing you, or, you know, I was thinking I could stick my tongue out at him before I left. There's any number of scenarios that I thought would be a good, sayonara.
Some kind of, I don't know. I would involve, like, how plastic gets into his bloodstream. I don't know.
So, I'm glad I chilled out. Because he kept a couple times. And then after dinner, he didn't really apologize, but he said,
he realized he was a moron.
Well, he realized that he's ultraphobic about the plastic. He didn't say that.
Right.
He was kind of acknowledging, look, I've got this thing about plastic.
And I said,
you know what? I didn't call him a dude, but I wanted to. Dude, it will, like, never happen again.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Okay, so let me finish up because we're running out of time.
Okay.
So I can't use the onions.
Right. No.
My beautiful little baby onions, you know, look at how long it took me to peel those guys.
Yeah, listen, okay? I don't know if he's watching you the whole time, but I would have dumped those onions in a different bowl and used those onions, okay?
I know.
Do not listen to crazy people.
He scared me. Like, what if he was watching me? No.
No.
So anyway, platelets beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We got the wild guys. Dessert. Simplest. They wanted something simple. They didn't want something over the top. They didn't want a cake. They didn't want anything. Like, they just they wanted a sorbet. I'm like, really, sorbet? So I said, how about this? It's very Italian.
Right.
I've done this a million times, but I can't tell you. I keep wowing people with it, so I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay.
Vanilla ice cream.
Right.
Sea salt.
Yeah.
Extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah.
On the ice cream. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate truffles that I made on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pièce de la résistance was the candied thyme. It was a fresh thyme spread. Now, mind you, I'm now closing the meal with the same herb that I opened the meal with.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It should be a thing.
Is it a thing?
No, but I think I just made it a thing.
You can make whatever you want a thing.
Okay, so you take the fresh thyme sprig.
Right.
You brush some frothy egg whites on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you dredge them in sugar.
Uh-huh.
And you let them sit for a few hours until they're just dry.
Just sit and dry.
Yes.
Nice.
And then so I had a nice sprig next to the ice cream on the bowl, on the plate, as a garnish. And then I chopped up some of it and sprinkled it on the ice cream. Home run. They were like, these are sophisticated folks, man. Imagine.
Well,
and they're like, what is this?
We're close around sophistication.
No, they live pretty damn sophisticated. Okay. But anyway, so they were like, what is this? I don't know what it is. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, my God. So then the client said to the housekeeper afterwards, she said, dirty thank you. And then she looked at the housekeeper, Olga, and she said, Olga, I think we got a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which kind of made my night.
Good.
All right, we're out of time. We're going to have a guest next week?
Are we? I don't know.
You try to
I'm a guest.
No, you're a co-host.
I'm a co-host?
Yeah. Next week, we're going to have a guest.
Or at least a call.
So don't miss it next week on Food for Thought.
And me, y'all know my name. Come on. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real to say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Let's take a chance.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Governor Christie, too early to count him out. He has run a great campaign. He connects beautifully with people, especially face-to-face. He's very good in the town hall settings.
Voters are going to the polls in New Hampshire for the first-in-the-nation primary. State Republican Chairwoman Jennifer Horn tells Fox News Chris Christie has a good chance of winning. Regardless of who does, she says the number of voters will be high.
It's a very active and engaged cycle for the Republican Party. So many great qualified candidates on that debate stage the other night. So there's a lot of interest, a lot of energy, and I do expect we'll have a very strong turnout.
Ohio Governor John Kasich and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders chalked up wins in two tiny towns that wrapped up voting early in favor of Democrats. Voting will continue until 8 o'clock tonight in many other locations statewide. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Donald Trump is downplaying his repeat of a vulgar remark about rival Ted Cruz.
It wasn't overly bad. And I have to tell you, the woman shouted. I said, okay, I'm going to do it. It was like a retweet. So I would never say a word like that.
At a rally in Manchester last night, Trump repeated an epithet for female anatomy used by a person in the crowd to describe Cruz. The real estate mogul told Fox News this morning it was all in fun. Trump then went on to say that he thinks he's going to do great in today's New Hampshire primary. Another wave of winter weather is affecting millions from New England to Washington, D.C. Snow is falling as voters go to the polls in New Hampshire for the presidential primary. Counties from Pennsylvania to West Virginia are under weather advisories. Some coastal areas, including New York City and Long Island, are on the lookout for possible flooding. 1 to 2 inches of snow is expected in the nation's capital. The CDC's Emergency Operations Center is moving to a level one to upgrade its response to the Zika virus outbreak. It's a reflection of the agency's concern about the spread of the disease, which causes birth defects. This is USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty's rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Surrogates for Marco Rubio are out in force trying to promote him after what many considered a weak performance in Saturday's debate. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. He endorsed Senator Marco Rubio and told Americans why he feels Rubio is the best choice to lead the party.
He has the capability of fracturing all these different modes that Republicans have been placed in with regard to Hispanics. He has the ability to, I think, win 40, 45, 55% of the Hispanic population. And if he does, no one can stop us. And that's why if you ask Democrats, who's the one guy you're afraid of running against? I'll tell you, Marco Rubio.
Duffy added that while Texas Senator Ted Cruz shares the same Hispanic heritage as Rubio, many Hispanics see Cruz as hostile and angry. I'm Jason Wirt.
General Motors and Kelley Blue Book have launched a new website featuring used vehicles. The site, factorypreownedcollection.com, showcases former Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC vehicles that were either company cars, lease vehicles, or rental vehicles. All of the cars have less than 37,000 miles and include a Kelley Blue Book price range. A $55 million plan to replace lead pipes in Flint is being unveiled by Mayor Karen Weaver this morning. The project will place a priority on homes where children and pregnant women are living and could begin in the next month. Weaver called for the removal of all lead pipes from the city's water system last week. The project could take approximately 1 year. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.